Blog Talk Radio.
Starting a pace, my nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face, hands take, can't escape this decision I make, heart racing, my faith says this is my fate, I just brace and I take in the face of adversity, tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me, gain on a bomb, my pain stronger, fame smarter, street smarter, train harder, can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing, I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Glory, my people in the mill, man, they know the story. Gotta make it global, put my
And you know I ain't about to miss. Every single drop of blood is a precious gift. And if I die right here, then the legend lives. So pound the mist, cause you know I ain't about to quit. I got my back against the ropes, I'm a warrior kid. I said,
I don't think they're ready for me.
Hello and good evening. This is Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show. It is the middle of the week, and wherever you may be, whether it be the morning, afternoon, or evening, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's going to be a little bit of a short show tonight. I have no scheduled guests, but, you know, I always try to do at least a half-hour show because, you know, I just like to do what I do when I do it. And here I am with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, who she was very sweet during listening to my Big Bro show, Jorge DeLiza, his show before mine was on the air. She was all nice and sweet. Now it's my show, and she's running around kind of chaotic, but I think it's because she's following me around, and she just wants attention. You people just don't even know how much she wants my attention when I'm talking to my guests on the air, and she's just ready for night-night. Let me say, I'm ready for night-night, too. But so much, you know, I wanted to just, like, hopefully even doing a short show for my listeners out there. You know, I always talk about things that I'm doing between Falcare and now even coming on board. I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. Let me just bring this up on my Facebook page. I was just been now asked, and I'm actually now on board for Falling for the Stars. It's Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and I'm, you know, on the board of advisors, and I'm actually on the website there, the www.stuntman.org, so it's Falling for the Stars Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and it's to, you know, they're looking to get a better place for all the memorabilia for so many decades from the stunt people's world and such, which I feel so honored to be part of this. Never dreamed I'd be even associated with this at all, and I just feel very, very lucky and very, very honored to be able to be part of this, and I'm very, very thankful. I'm very happy to be part of this, and I've just been so busy between working, trying to run the radio show, trying to network, and I'll be getting more and more guests as time go by, and I think now maybe I've done 120 shows. I know last time I counted, it was 105 shows, but I'm going to have more and more guests come on the shows as time go by, and I'm very, very thankful that I'm able to do this because, quite honestly, I didn't even know I was going to be doing the show this long. I honestly, honestly did not have a clue. I thought I'd be trying to do this for a couple of weeks, you know, a couple of months went by, and next thing I know, it's been over a year. And I've done over 105 shows, and looking in the reporting, I've had like over 55,000. I mean, the last time I checked, over 55,000 people worldwide in different places have listened to my show. Now, I know people are going to say, well, that's not really that much. But what you people don't understand is I've never done anything like this. I'm doing everything on my own. No one's running the show. I'm doing everything by myself, the chat room, opening up everything, running this, making sure everything's set up. I'm doing this on my own. I know I say I have my little furball girl's Jackie Chan Katie's here with me, but she wants to get up on the board, and she wants to, like, you know, she wants attention. But she's here helping me co-host the show, and she's just so adorable, and I just love her so much. I love animals. I just can't help it. I just love them. But, you know, getting back to my point is, you know, here I am doing the show, you know, doing the work, doing everything with honor and just, you know, working and wanting to get the show syndicated. And it's just a dream of mine, and that's why I'm always working on this and getting the shows, and I feel blessed because a lot of my ninja pals have been on my show, and I'm very thankful that more and more people are coming onto my show, so I'm very happy with it. I got to admit, I'm exhausted. I know a bunch of the holidays are coming up. It's getting close to the holiday season. Halloween is coming up. Harvest Day is coming up. You know, Christmas. A lot of other holidays, New Year's, I mean, they all come together at once. And they're just, they're so much fun. It's all chaotic, but the thing is, you know how people get so chaotic and so wrapped up in things that, you know, what the holidays really aren't meant to be about. It's about enjoying people's company and eating, and I think you gain about 10 or 15 pounds per holiday. So that's another thing, too. I'm sorry, but I like the sweets. You can't help it, ladies and gentlemen. I love me some sweets. I just cannot help it. So, you know, just doing this, getting back to my point with what I'm saying, because I always ramble on just like this. I just keep going on it. I don't know if it's overtired, overstimulated, or whatever it is. But, you know, doing everything myself, I honestly never thought that many people would even, like, listen to my show, over 55,000. And my show can be listened anywhere. It can be listened, like, I know people, like, in China have listened to my show. People from Netherlands have called in. Where else did they call it? People from Hollywood, back home in Boston. I mean, all over the place, people called in my show, and I'm just like, wow, me. You know, this girl that comes from Boston with a funny Boston accent, and I'm a spaz, as you can tell. You know, I talk funny, and I try to pronounce people's names as best as I can, because I just butcher people's names. I'm trying to learn and be a little bit more professional, but I think being professional, just being myself, is what seems to get attention of the show. So I'm having a ball doing it and just getting the guests that I'm getting, and I'm ready to just, like, pass out. I know I'm repeating myself. And, well, I know that, speaking of, you know, dreams and films and such, I do know that Jackie's film, Chinese Zodiac, is having a limited engagement, I think, in AMC Theater. So it's finally come to the United States. And Jackie himself had said that the film itself, Chinese Zodiac, actually took 7 years to make. Now, can you believe that? I know in the last 20 minutes of Chinese Zodiac that they went to so many different countries for, like, the last 20 minutes of the film. And it's just like, when you see the trailer to Chinese Zodiac, it's just like, Jackie, you know, what don't you do? What has this man not done? I think the only thing Jackie Chan has not done is fly to the moon. I think that's about it, but maybe I shouldn't speak too soon because he might, you know, think about that. I mean, just think about it. Imagine being a man, Jackie Chan, doing all the things he does. I think he's broken every bone in his body. I mean, come on, there was one body was on a train one time, and the bloopers, he even hurt his butt. I'm not kidding. He really hurt his butt. You know, you don't think that there'd be a bone in your butt, but Jackie Chan, he's broken every single thing on his body, and I think he's also been in the Guinness Book of World Records a couple of times. I know that for a fact. And the man just keeps going and going and going. Man, that man puts me to shame. And what, he's 58 years old? Man, he goes and goes and goes. I just wonder if Jackie has a twin. I mean, seriously, does Jackie Chan have a twin? No, I know he doesn't, but every time you turn around, he's doing something awesome. I mean, when does this man sleep? I think actually on plane rides to going to places and bus rides, he might sleep. I think that's when Jackie actually sleeps. And I'm just looking to see in the music and the cues here, just to, like, play some, you know, happy music, because if anybody's feeling down, I just want to play something happy, 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 happy. And I'm scrolling down, and this is by Horace Cordeliza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Samari, and it's Pisces Project, and it's called Athenis. I hope I'm saying that right. He's going to hear the Athenis. It's It's actually a little YouTube video, too. It has clips of beautiful, beautiful pictures. And it's a happy, happy song. So I want to play it. So for all those that are feeling down and out, I'm going to play the song for you. So I hope it makes you feel a little bit happy. So here, enjoy this music, and I shall be back. Okay, and I'm back, and, you know, I know sometimes life is really hard, and I know a lot of people, they get down and out, and you just got to hang in there, because it's me, you know, the weird talking underdog that comes from Boston, you know, me with the Boston accent. If I can hang on, anywhere up there, you guys can hang on, too. I know sometimes you're just like, oh, why me? Why is it that somebody else, you know, they get things handed to them? That's okay. Because every time you have something good that happens to you, you're going to appreciate it more and more. Believe me, I know. And I've been able to go out finally get to see some parts of Maine, and I was so excited. My new friend Jen that I met on a film set, we went all the way up. Oh, my gosh. It went all the way up to past Mexico, Maine. And it was way up in Wrigley. I think this was up in Maine, way, way up. And it was for Top of Down Mountain. And it was just so beautiful. And by the time we got up to the summit, oh, my gosh, it took us like 4 hours to get up there. And we took the hottest path. And it wasn't just like walking or hiking. You literally had to climb up like these big, huge boulders and such. So it was really a workout. And it took us about 3 hours to get down. I swear to God, I thought we were going to get stuck in the mountain at night because we couldn't talk real fast. But we made it back to the car, and it was just – it was a wonderful feeling, and I can't wait to climb another mountain again. It's just beautiful. I took some pictures. I'll try to repost them again on Facebook. And there's a couple of beaches around here, too, and the ocean is absolutely gorgeous. Even this time of year, just seeing it, I've been taking pictures, and just beautiful. I mean, there's so much beauty out there, and it's like I think it's so hard with – there's so much negativity nowadays is that we forget to look at these other things that are so beautiful that are there. And if you can get to them, I mean, just to see it, to be able to have the opportunity to see these things, I just feel very blessed to see so many different things. And I'm very, very, very thankful for the things I get to do in my life. And I know that people, like I said, and I'm repeating myself, I know, believe me, I know, it's hard out there. And the only thing you do is hang in. And just remember, every day is a brand new beginning, and it does end. So tomorrow is another day. you know, and it's like, okay, maybe you might have a bad couple of days, but just remember, those couple of days will pass. And you just got to focus in on yourself. Don't worry about other people. Focus in on yourself. Think of yourself inside. And you may have these things that you want to do. Okay, maybe at first things are out of reach. But believe me, tiny little things. Okay, so you may want to, let's take this for example. You may want to write a book. Now, of course, you're not going to get something published off right away. That's like maybe, you know, I mean, not that you can't have something published right away, but I'm just saying that, you know, just if your idea is all jumbled in your head, the best thing that what was pulled for me is to make a list. And if, even if you get a notebook, you know, just start writing things down. Just jot around. Carry the notebook around. And if you can't carry a big, huge notebook, get a little notebook. So then when you have all these things in the little notebook and then you're home, you can put them in a bigger notebook or put them in your computer. And you just do a little at a time. And if you get writer's block, just stop. Go do other things. Forget about what you're writing and just go on. It drives you crazy. Believe me, I know. When you have writer's block, it can drive you crazy. So just do little steps at a time. I mean, any dreams that you want to do is possible. Of course, it's going to take a lot of work. Dreams are a lot of work. They're not easy. And sometimes you might not get the support you want, but hey, you know something? If you're paying your own bills, you're paying a roof over your head, like myself, you know, taking care of my own things, you know, nothing's wrong if you have a dream. You just have to try. Because if you don't at least try, you're going to regret that for the rest of your life. If you fail, it's okay. And, you know, people, they get so down on themselves. Believe me, I have in the past, you know, and I've tried so many different things, and I failed, but it's okay. Because it's kind of helped me to, you know, like, pave my path. That's exactly what my failures have done, help pave my path and help push me forward. That's exactly what it did. And here I am, over a year later, I'm still doing a radio show, exhaust as anything, and I'm so thankful my little furball co-host Jackie Chanky is right here with me, and she's ready for bed, and I'm so ready for bed, too. And, you know, it's just, it's a blessing to do this show, and I just want to always leave on a positive note and just be ready for more guests and everyone. I know it's the middle of the week and you're all waiting for Friday. I know Friday, get all excited. But I just want to say, everyone, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all my guests for being on my show, all my future guests to being on my show, and everyone that's tuning in, thank you so much for listening to the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for supporting me and everyone. Anyway, have a good night. And remember, if you have dreams, you are as good as anybody else, so you go for it. You know, may as well try to reach for the moon. If you miss the moon, you might land among the stars. Anyway, everyone, have a good night.